Kraken. Kraken in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
Now, despite what Kris Jenner is saying, her separation from Bruce is far from amicable. Sources say it's all a PR spin on her part. Bruce only talks to her when he absolutely has to because he can't stand her. And she thinks that he's boring. Meantime, sources say Kris is thinking about changing her last name to Kardashian.
Number four.
Just 3 weeks ago, Nick Jonas did an interview with Men's Health magazine that might have hinted at what was to come. When he was asked about what it's like to work with family, Nick said, "The pro is you have a really good support system. The con is that you're with the same people every day for a long time, which, if you're family or not, can be a lot at times." Of course, on Wednesday, the brothers announced they're canceling their tour, which was supposed to kick off tonight. The rep said it was because of a big disagreement over their music direction.
Number three.
Is there hope that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez will get back together? HollywoodLife.com reporting that he has been relentlessly pursuing Selena. Until now, she's been freezing him out. But that persistence has paid off because Selena reportedly is answering her phone now. She's saying she wants to keep it just friends, but he's looking at this as his chance to get back in.
Number two.
According to Page Six, a mysterious blonde wearing black lace gloves at the premiere screening of 12 Years a Slave in New York City would not stop texting on her BlackBerry for the entire first half of the movie. Finally, another woman had enough of the distraction, tapped this mysterious blonde on the shoulder and asked her to put her phone away. And that's when the woman snapped, "It's for business, enslaver." And that mystery woman was Madonna.
Number one.
Now, we weren't invited to the release party for Miley Cyrus's Bangers CD, but somebody from Fish Wrapper was, and lucky for us, they posted some of what we missed. Of course, we have to say this is what she allegedly did at the party, which included grabbing a friend's boobs, grinding all over her producer, Mike Will Made It, kissing him on the neck in the process, twerking on everyone, and when her song Party in the USA came on, she made the DJ turn it off. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Kraddick in the morning.